This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. They are related to urban development, sewage treatment, PM Awas Yojana, railways and power sector. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will visit Bhubaneswar in Odisha and attend a function marking the completion of 1 year of the state government. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 18,000 crore rupees. In a move to immediately de-escalate the situation in West Asia, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to meet with his counterparts of Germany, France and the UK in Geneva today. As per media reports, the ministerial delegation of three European nations will first meet with EU's top diplomat Kaya Kallas at Germany's permanent mission in Geneva before holding nuclear talks with the Iranian foreign minister. On the other hand, Russia has said that a change of regime in Iran will be unacceptable. Russia also warned the US against military intervention in the Iran-Israel conflict. In Sikkim, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra started from Nathula today. A 36-member group kick-started the pious journey, which was flagged off by Governor Om Prakash Mathur. A total of 10 batches will visit Kailash Mansarovar from the Nathula this year. Each batch will take 11 to 12 days to complete the journey. A female Naxalite has been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh today. The encounter took place in the forests of Amatola and Kalpar area of Kanker district. An intensive search by security forces is going on in the encounter site and surrounding area. Air India has suspended and reduced the services of several international flights due to operational and maintenance reasons. In a statement, Air India said the reduction in services operated by Boeing 787 and 777 aircraft arose from the decision to voluntarily undertake enhanced pre-flight safety checks as well as accommodate additional flight durations arising from airspace closures in West Asia. In a major breakthrough, BSF troops in Punjab today recovered over 7 kilogram ice methamphetamine from an agricultural field near a village in Amritsar. Sources have claimed that this is the largest consignment of ice, a synthetic drug, recovered in Punjab in the recent past. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has restricted import of certain alloys containing more than 1% gold by weight. In a statement, the DGFT said the import of palladium, rhodium and iridium alloys with over 1% gold is restricted with immediate effect. However, the import of palladium, rhodium, iridium, osmium and ruthenium in unwrought or powder form as well as in other forms remains free. The CBI has succeeded in returning of proclaimed offender Moideen Baba Omar Berry from UAE through Interpol channels. The accused was wanted in a case related to counterfeiting Indian currency notes, cheating and criminal conspiracy. The agency informed that he had procured high-quality fake Indian currency notes in Dubai and transported the same to Bangalore via Sharjah. It added that in collaboration with NCB Abu Dhabi, the CBI team brought him back to India today. More than 100 wanted criminals have been returned to India in the last few years through coordination via Interpol channels. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading around 0.8 higher in afternoon trade today, supported by strong buying in blue chip stocks and renewed foreign fund inflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 648 points to 82,010 and the NSE Nifty 50 gained 190 points to 24,983 when reports last came in. In cricket, the first test of the five-match series of the Tendulkar Anderson Trophy between India and England will begin at Headingley, Leeds today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In the absence of senior batters like Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, all eyes will be on Shubman Gill, the new Indian skipper in white jersey. And with that, we end this news bulletin.